You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah, welcome to your show. And do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in tonight, you better do it. 407-894-1680. This show, well, you got a lot more coming up this show. Let me tell you about it in a minute.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Welcome back. Welcome. And Miss Lynn, are you still there, Miss Lynn?
Still there. We just got here.
I know. I just want to make sure you're still sitting where you're sitting.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the... Wow.
I didn't even introduce you.
Oh, well, they know me.
They know you. It's Lynn Golder, in case you don't know.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the April 30th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And we have a guest in the studio tonight.
We do.
Yes, we do. All the way from Winter Garden. Yes, we do. John Latoli. Did I say it right, John?
You
John
said Latoli? It right, Mike. And,
okay.
And hello, Mike
that.
And Lynn.
Okay. So, John, he's the owner of Bella Room down the street, which we'll be talking about in Winter Garden. And he knows, well, a lot of the things we're doing tonight. That's why I had him to come
on
board.
He knows his music.
He knows his music. To those, this show, if you love music, which I know a lot of you do, well, that's what this show is all about tonight. It's about a music show. But it's about a music show, and it's all about people that have made it in the blind community that were blind and have been blind. But when Lynn was checking out, she found over 100, listen to the words, over 100 blind singers. So we only took the singers that had big hits only. So if they didn't have big hits, well, they're not on our show tonight. There was a blind big pianist by the name of George Shearing, and he's not with us. I mean, he's not in our show, but we're only talking about singers, blind singers. There's a lot of writers, not talking about that. Lynn, why don't you read that article that you found out? Lynn's been working on this for some time. This one's a very, very interesting article. Whether you are sighted or you are low vision and blind, listen what Lynn is going to read to you right now, because it's an unbelievable. Let's read it to that article.
Okay, we were going to introduce Chris, but he's on the phone, so I will have to introduce him when we come back.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, Chris Shaw?
He's on the phone, that's
okay.
Why. Yeah.
He's on the phone, he's so talking. When he comes back, yeah. We'll... introduce
okay,
Chris.
So I found a very interesting article, and the title is Science Shows How Blind Musicians' Brains Are Actually Different from Sighted Ones. And you're saying, what?
But this, did you hear that, folks? You better read that line again.
This is the title of the article. Science Shows How Blind Musicians' Brains Are Actually Different from Sighted Ones. So let me read these two short paragraphs. Okay. When blind individuals lose their sight at early ages, it's certainly a disadvantage. But it has interesting positive effects as far as musical sensitivity goes. Blind children's brains undergo radical changes in order to make better use of the sensory inputs they can gather. Numerous MRI and lesion studies suggest that individuals blind since childhood, they repurpose large portions of their visual cortex in order to respond better to auditory stimuli. The younger the children are when they lose their sight, the more powerful their auditory cortex can be, thanks to increased neuroplasticity in place during infancy and early childhood and young childhood. It's very scientific sounding, but I'm not done. So Ray Charles, for instance, went blind by age 7. Studies out of the University of Melbourne have found that people who go blind at younger ages develop better pitch discrimination and pitch timbre discrimination than sighted people, regardless of their levels of musical training. Obviously, musical training bolsters those abilities, but blind people seem to start with a more sensitive neural foundation. Blind subjects are also far better at determining the position of sounds using a single ear. Everyone, sighted or blind, can determine position fairly accurately with two ears, but only blind people can do so using one. And I wanted to say that Stevie Wonder has been said to have perfect pitch. Perfect pitch.
Got all that, folks?
So the
Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Now I can introduce you because
he's here.
We're on the phone. Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
Yes, sir.
Without him, there is no show.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. We're behind the scenes. I can hardly hear you, though, Chris.
And I sound muffled.
Yeah.
How about now?
I can hear you now. So.
So.
We're going to start doing it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. I got this young man here. Born in Pendleton, Texas, January 25th, 1897, was an American gospel blues singer and guitarist and evangelist. His landmark recording completed between 1927 and 1930, 30 songs in total, displayed a combination of powerful chest voice, singing, slide guitar skills, and originality that has influenced later generations of musicians. Even though Johnson's recording sold well as a street performer and preacher, he had little wealth in his lifetime. His life was poorly documented, but over time, music historians such as Samuel Charters have uncovered more about Johnson and his five recording sessions. You're probably wondering who I'm talking about. He's known as Blind Willie Johnson. A revival of interest in Johnson's music began in the 1960s, following his inclusion on Harry Smith's Anthology of America Folk Music, and by the efforts of blues guitarist Reverend Gary Davis. Over time, Johnson's work has become more accessible through complications, albums such as Blind Willie Johnson, 1927 to 1930, and The Complete Willie Johnson, both spearheaded by the Charters. As a result, Johnson is credited as one of the most influential pioneers of blues and has his slide guitar playing, particularly on his hymns, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. His highly acclaimed other recordings by Johnson included Jesus, Make Up My Dying Bed, It's Nobody's Fault But Mine. And that right there, my friends, is Blind Willie Johnson.
You notice most of these singers we're going to talk about, at the early days, they didn't call himself Joe so-and-so. It was always the word blind. Wait to hear about it.
Okay.
Blind in front of their name.
Here goes the song.
Let's go. Let's go with his first couple songs.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But only my soul belies. Have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home, but I don't read my trouble lies. But they tell me how to read, but I don't read my trouble lies. Nobody's fault but mine.
Let's go to his next song.
Okay. He has to pull it up. You give the number to call in, Michael, just in case.
Yeah, the phone number to call comments. In case you want to talk to us. It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Oh. Do you have it, Chris?
Not yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So you want to talk to John while we're waiting for the song?
He was one of the first musicians that was using that slide guitar, like, today in country western, they sit at it and it's down and they play the slide on that, but he did it off his hip.
How do you know?
I know quite a few about it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, talk into the mic.
Oh, I just being a musician.
Yeah.
Okay, and being in the entertainment business full time for 46 years, you get to know certain guys and you hear certain stories, especially from guitarists. Who go back, because I did, when I was in high school, I played Green Onions, copying him with the slide guitar. So I know who he is.
You got the other song?
Okay, here comes the second one. What is this called, Chris?
Dark was the night.
Okay.
Cold was the ground.
Okay.
It's like... Also, this must be on 78 records. It was on 45 records back then.
Yeah, of course.
La, la. So that bug by mine, I don't read my dollar bill.
Back then, very different.
What's the word I'm looking? Earthy.
Very different.
Very earthy.
Yeah. He and Reverend was it Gary Davis, what was his name, that played the gospel stuff and played the slide.
Blind Willie Johnson.
That's right.
All right, we have a caller on
we
the
do.
Line.
We have,
who's on the line?
We have Sandy Rubin calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Sandy Rubin from where? Boynton Beach, Florida?
Yeah.
No kidding. Sandy Rubin. How you doing, Sandy? You there?
Hello, Sandy. Are you there? Okay.
We don't hear her.
Let me see if I can get her back.
Okay.
Okay.
In case you folks are just turning in, this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's catered for the visually impaired and the blind community. And we say we're the bridge between us and the sighted folks.
Okay, let's
we
say
love
hi to
all
Sandy.
The sighted folks listening to this radio show. Now we have Sandy from Boynton Beach, Florida. Hi, Sandy. Sandy. Hello. Sandy.
We'll go to the next song then.
Okay. Let's go to the
she
next song.
She must be having a problem with her phone.
Okay. Who's the next artist? Are you, John, you have it?
I'll do this one and then he'll do Al Hibbler. Okay.
Okay.
All right, the next one, you will be ready, Chris? Okay. The next one will be Blind Lemon Jefferson.
This is Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Strange names. And this song is called That Black Snake Moan.
What is it?
That Black Snake Moan.
Okay.
That Black Snake Moan is a song written and recorded by American country blues musician Blind Lemon Jefferson. Inspired by singer Victoria Spivey's Black Snake Blues, the song was released on Paramount Records in 1926 and has since become recognized as a signature composition which exemplifies Jefferson's unconventional melody style and utilization of double entendres. The song was re-recorded a year later as Black Snack Moan for Oka Records, and both versions have remained accessible through the availability of several compilation albums. So
I know, right? That's a good
word. Yeah, really. Like, a lot of words
like
there.
We know the word, but it looked different.
This is going to be a lot of reading tonight. But anyway, we're going to play That Black Snake Moan.
Let me hear the song.
Blind Lemon Jefferson, 1926.
1926, let's hear it.
This is so cool.
He's from Texas.
From Texas?
Yep.
Yep, Texas and Mississippi.
Ain't got no mama now.
It's Texas and Mississippi.
Ain't got no mama now. She told me late last night, you don't need no mama no how. Black snake crawling in my room. Black snake crawling in my room. And some pretty mama had better come in. Get this black snake soon. Oh, that must have been a bad
mug. You know a gent can't buy that hog. Oh, that must have been a bad bug. You know a gent can't buy that hog. Ask my baby for 50 cents.
We're going to break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. We're just beginning. Just beginning. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond radio show. Orcam glasses. Remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses, help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond radio show. Or
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And right now, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. John?
Hey.
Yes.
You're on.
Wait, before we go, I got a call on the phone line. Brother Glenn Allgood is paying attention, and he's listening, and he got something that he want to say. Glenn Allgood, are you there?
It's Glenn from Ocoee, Florida.
Glenn.
Glenn?
Okay, so maybe something going on. Okay, all right, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay, John.
Well, I'm going to talk about Al Hibbler. This is a fella who also came out of the South, Mississippi, and he went to the Arkansas School for the Blind, and there where he started to develop his interests in jazz. And it wasn't too long in the 40s where Duke Ellington recognized his talent and added him to the band, and also worked with Count Basie. But he did most of his stuff with Duke and working with Ellington in the 50s. But the songs that he recorded all became hits, but became great hits for years to come, such as Unchained Melody, He, After the Lights Go Down Low. These are all great songs from this great guy.
Let's play his first song.
Long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Oh, you still mine. I need your love. God, speed your love to me.
Okay, now let's go to his second hit.
Chris is multitasking there.
Yeah.
And this is called
He.
Yeah.
He had a few big hits, to say the least.
He can come tides and come angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner calls, and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive.
Okay, and that was Al Hibbler.
Nope.
Bottom line, Al Hibbler had a few big hits. And some of his hits, well, Righteous Brothers took them and made them big hits. There was other people that had big hits from his songs later in life, or later in those era. We can now go basically going into the what I call the modern era. Because the next performer Now, most of you know, so we're going to go and discuss who's having the next performer.
John and I are going to take turns while Chris is working on the phones.
Okay.
So we're going now to Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. They made a movie about him, and most of you know who the name is, Ray Charles.
Okay.
But let's read about him.
Okay. Ray Charles. Ray began his life with sight, but in poverty. At the age of 5, he watched helplessly as his brother drowned in a large tub. 2 years later, he was blind due to glaucoma. He attended the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, and it was here that he received a formal education in classical music. It was a common practice among students at residential schools for the blind to have impromptu jam sessions, usually around a piano in the residence hall. This allowed the students to personalize in a jazz forum what they were learning in school. With this base and his growing interest in jazz and blues, he began to develop his musical style. Much of the South may have been segregated, but the radio dial was not. He listened to country, blues, gospel, pop, and jazz. And while attending the school, he did some performances on a local St. Augustine radio station. His father had died when he was 10 and his mother when he was 15. After school, he traveled in several different bands performing in the Panhandle area of Florida. He developed a style based on the great Nat King Cole. The 1955 hit, I Got a Woman, departed from his jazz and Nat King Cole imitations. It was all Ray. In 1960, a man from Florida, Ray Charles, yes, Ray was born in Georgia, but he grew up in Florida, recorded a song by a man from Indiana, Hoagie Carmichael, that would become the state song of Georgia, Georgia on My Mind. Ray had a dark side. Following a performance at Anderson, Indiana in 1961, he was arrested for possession of drugs at an Indianapolis area motel. And this was the first of several arrests that culminated in an arrest in Boston Airport in 1964 on possession of heroin. So his drug problem really nearly ended his career and his life. He had a dozen, I'm not going to read all that. But anyway, his...
I never knew he went blind due to glaucoma.
No. His recording career included big band, pop standards, jazz, R&B, and country. One of his most daring feats was the recording of the album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. His friends and advisors thought it was commenting professional suicide. It gave him his biggest hit, I Can't Stop Loving You, and he proved them wrong. It was one of the most brilliant moves in his career. He loved his music. He loved how music allowed him complete freedom of expression. The so-called biographical film Ray is less than accurate, but it is entertaining and somewhat informing.
Let's play a couple of hits.
The first song will be What I'd Say.
What I'd Say. Let's hear it.
What I'd Say.
Treat me wrong. Come and love me, daddy, all night long. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right now. When you see me in misery, come over, baby, see about me now.
That's Ray Charles, What I Say. Okay. What, John?
That came out nice and loud. You know,
Get closer.
You know, every 4th of July, he really did one heck of a version of America.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
And Ray and Sammy Davis Jr. were both managed by the same people.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Let's play his second song.
He's on the phone. Doing everything. Well, here he comes, Georgia on My Mind, 1960.
Great song.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia.
Georgia, a song of you. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
You know, it's really something. I'm thinking about what you said. I did not know that he went blind due to glaucoma. And it amazes me because in today's world, he would never have gone blind.
Hopefully that wouldn't have happened.
Well, because the difference is today they have all kinds of things. Right. I know because I have, they call in my each one of my eyes, I have a canal due to glaucoma. And that is to bring the pressure down. Because when your pressure is above 21, you got a problem. When you're above 25 and 30, that's a danger. When you're above 40, well, forget it. You're going to go blind. And my score at the time was above 40. And now it's 15, thanks to my canal. So I have a canal in each eye.
It's a drainage canal.
And that's why I can still see a little bit. But this has nothing to do with why I went blind. I went blind due to stress. But the glaucoma came afterwards. So all you folks, whether you are, let's just say, totally blind, visually impaired, or sighted, you still should go to the doctor regularly to get your numbers checked for glaucoma. Because if you don't have your numbers checked, then your numbers can get ridiculous, and then you can have major, major problems. Even though you're totally blind, you can have glaucoma problems, and you don't want to go there. Because then you're going to have a problem with your head, headaches, and everything else. That's what happens when your numbers are high. So the point being is very simple. In today's world, I'm sure Ray Charles might not have gone blind if Lynn read when she said he went blind due to glaucoma.
May is blind eye awareness month, so it's good that you point that out.
Yes.
Michael, before we go to the next artist, why don't we do the trivia that you picked out, okay?
All right. This song has nothing to do with blindness. The group is not blind. This is a trivia song. This group, big group, let's hear the song. Trivia time, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Big song.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. That you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have, whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. So, I don't know if you heard John gave it away, but the point I'm saying is for those who didn't hear him.
Sorry.
So the point is.
No, you fine. Nobody heard it because I had your mics off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
I had the mics off just in case.
Okay, good.
So we got our good friend Keith from Winter Garden, though.
Uh-oh, he's going to know.
Keith Winter Garden.
Keith, are you there?
Well, it looks like we have a phone problem tonight.
It looks like we have a phone problem.
Well, I know Keith know who it was. He gave me the name and all.
Yeah, but I'm saying, we have to hear it on the air.
All right, so he's not coming through. All right, hold on. Go ahead. Do what you do, Mike.
I got excited when I heard it because
Keith and Winter Garden, that's right down the street here.
We have to apologize tonight. There's something, we're having issues with the phones, but
that's what Bella Room is, right down the street.
That's right.
Well, we're waiting to call in.
And we do this song.
What do you say?
We do a lot of Drifters.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah,
folks.
Why don't you talk about that?
Just like you know, John here owns a place called the Bella Room. So you folks that are in Winter Garden or all over Orlando, you should know about his place. Tell about your place, John.
Well, it's a 320-seat banquet room, and we turn it into a nightclub on Friday nights with dancing, with live band and a DJ. We alternate every 30 minutes, and we play seven generations of music. A lot of the music comes from the 50s, 60s, and 70s because they were the most memorable that people just relate to our age. You know, we appeal to a 50 and up crowd. And, you know, when I heard the Drifters, I got a little excited because in 1972, I backed Doc Green and the Drifters and performed quite a few times with them because I used to be with Dick Clark Productions.
John, let's talk. Tell about the people. We're going to plan a oldies night. I call it an oldies night. For those folks that would like to meet me in person, I'll be there. Lynn will be there saying hello to everybody. We're going to have an oldies night. This will be in July, end of July. What, it will be a Saturday night. What, when will this be?
I think
the 29th.
I think we said the 29th.
The 29th of July. Okay. So this way we'll be playing oldies. We're playing different songs. 29th. Some of the songs will be my favorite songs we play in oldies, whether it be the Drifters, the Platters, the Dells, a lot of the old groups. Plus, we'll be playing a lot of newer stuff that John may like.
Yeah, well, you know, songs that I think are worthy, that bring back memories like these songs do. They're reasons why they call those songs classics.
So this show is going to be for the sighted folks, the blind folks, the people that love music. And we don't care if you're whatever you are. This is not about religion, not about color, not about sighted, not about blindness. We just want you to come and have fun. And it's not going to be expensive. We're only going to charge, listen to this, $10. And you come in, you get a free drink with the $10. We're going to stay pretty much the whole night and have fun. And then if you want to eat off the menu, that's different. That's if you want liquor, beer, whatever you want, that's extra. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But the point is you can get a meal, you can get booze. You can. That's
right,
all
one
there.
Drink is a drink of your choice, wine, or, you know, wine or beer, which we're, you know, we're
that
licensed
included $10.
To serve.
But we'll have live music.
4 hours of it.
4 hours of music. And we're talking about, we'll be playing all kinds of music. And
beach
at the same
music,
time, you can meet Lynn and myself. We'll be there shaking hands to those who know us, would like to talk
some
to us.
Some of our regulars that call in.
A lot of our
regulars.
If you'd like to come and meet us, that's the time to meet us. And I'll just tell you this. For the first, listen to this, what I'm going to say. For the first 20 people who come in, the first 20, and say, blind and beyond, we'll give you out a free T-shirt. How's that? Free T-shirt that says Blind and Beyond T-shirt. So the first 20 comes in, we'll give you a free T-shirt that says Blind and Beyond. How's that sound? First 20, that's, you have to say Blind and Beyond, and the first 20 folks that come in get Blind and Beyond T-shirts.
And
free.
We brag that we have the best sound system in Central Florida and plus the largest dance floor you've ever seen.
Okay, so we could go on to the next. The phone's working again? Not working?
He's trying to fix it. Okay, so you're going to do the next one, John, okay?
Who are we going to talk about?
Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder, yep.
Well, I was, for me, I was becoming a senior that summer in high school when I heard this harmonica playing and a song, and this young voice doing a song called Fingertips. This was in 63, because I graduated high school in 64. And then naturally, the classic of classics, even though he's had so many hits, is I Just Called to Say I Love You. What a great tune. It's probably one of the most popular tunes played at every type of event. His, he studied classical music. He's truly, truly an incredible pianist.
What did they say about him? That he, about the 12, top 12 in the country or the world as far as all singers? They said, Lynn, you read something to me.
I don't know. John
top
has the
12.
Did it say something in that paper that you're reading about him?
No,
but another article.
You know, he has to be considered one of the top 10 performers, you know, whether he was blind or not, of all time.
Yeah, we're talking all time.
Of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has had so many hits. And his appeal was not only at that time to a younger generation.
It's a crossover, everybody. Everybody. I don't care if you're young, old, white, black. I don't care. Everybody loves Stevie.
Absolutely. He wrote that song, Sir Duke, which covered, you know, Duke Ellington and all so many performers in that song. He was just an incredible.
Let's hear from Stevie.
Writer.
Let's hear from Stevie.
Now you're going somewhere. Now, stop. I'm trying to behave in here because I'm a Stevie Wonder fan, so behave now.
Okay, let's hear Stevie.
He went in
let's
and said,
Steve
Sir Duke.
Man,
that's my jam.
Yeah.
This is fingertips. Your hands.
Fingertips.
Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything
play the whole
that
song.
You want to do.
Stevie Wonder, that's called Fingertips. That was his first big hit.
Yeah.
How old was he then?
My family had that record.
He was just a kid.
He was 12 years old.
He was 12 years old.
Yeah. I met him. He was 12 years old.
He was a teenager.
He was 12 years old. Back then, they called him Little Stevie Wonder. That was on the record, Little Stevie. What didn't say Stevie Wonder, it said Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, he got picked up by Berry Gordy from Motown.
Yep, Little Stevie Wonder, yep.
What about
that? That was a really, when you come down to it, that was their first big artist that they had. They had the Supremes, and but he was the first, put him over the top, Stevie Wonder.
Why do you think that it didn't matter? It was a crossover. Why do you think Stevie Wonder accomplished that?
Well,
what's the reason?
You know, and it happened with a lot of the oldie groups too. These guys started to realize to actually make money, you need to make your songs a little more pop. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go out there and perform. Because back then, you signed with Motown, but Motown took a lot of your money, okay? So you needed to go out there to earn a living. So you had to be pop. So you had to play Las right. Vegas. That's pop, okay? And all these groups, all these
acts. Don't
forget,
that was then, was the other thing too. Back in the 50s, this country was segregated big time, especially in the South. Here in Florida, where we live right now,
that's
it's all
right.
segregated.
In the 60s, it was segregated.
But then... Yeah. All over the country, thanks to sports, thanks to music, it changed the whole environment where then you could hear a guy like Stevie Wonder and everybody else on the top 100 charts or top 40 stations.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play Stevie's other song. Let's say right now, Stevie Wonder, let's hear a second song.
Love this song.
No chocolate cup.
Going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back.
Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are
Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Hey, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show that you're listening to. And this is your host, Michael. I'm here with John. I'm here with Lynn. I'm here with Chris Shaw behind the scenes. We hope to fix our problem with the, let's put it this way, a couple things we have problems tonight. One, we understand the streaming is not coming in great, going in and out. And we also have the problem with the phone. So I hope to be fixed shortly. Well, listen, we have an engineer coming in shortly.
Technology is never perfect.
Yeah, that's what can I say. Hey, John.
Yeah.
So going back to this this show that we're going to have July 29th. This should be a good show. Going to have a live band.
Yeah.
Maybe I can also get a few blind folks to come in and sing.
Sure.
That we can get.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be also cool.
Yeah.
And also, we can play a lot of great songs from the old, like we just said, the Drifters.
Right.
The Platters.
We have some very talented people in the community.
And for those who want to dance, you have a dance floor too, right?
Yeah, we have probably the largest dance floor in Orange County. And our sound system, we spent $50,000 on.
Wow.
So it's like, that's all we hear is the compliments on the sound.
And one thing I would like to point out, I was very impressed, it's very easy to navigate in your facility.
Yes.
It's very open.
Yep.
Nothing to bump into.
There's only one pole in the whole place. I got around fine.
Well, yeah. And John would arrange it so that it would be very easy.
So,
easy to get to the ladies' room and the men's room.
I just wanted to tell you, this oldies show is going to be July 29th. We'll be talking a lot more about it. And let's put it this way. For the first folks to call in, make reservations, you'll be getting a Blind and Beyond bracelet. We'll be giving out to all the people who make reservations ahead of the show. We'll be giving out bracelets. That's all part of it. It's no charge, of course, for the bracelet. But John also has other affairs. You know, you can have weddings there at this place.
Meetings.
Yeah. All kinds of affairs. You can't have a meeting there for 20 people. But the point is, if you know, basically... What, the meetings start about 100 if you have dinner or you have something?
Yeah.
If you have lunch?
Well, actually, we could start it if you're having dinner, 80. But if you just have, we just had a meeting of 440 people from the group Independence Community over here in Winter Garden. It was their first major HOA meeting. They don't have a facility on their campus to hold that many people. But we average, you know, comfortably 175 to 225, really nice. Like I said, we have the dance floor. So that particular, I don't want to call it just a show because not only you can just listen and reminisce and hear great stuff, but we got this nice big dance floor where you can go out there.
And there's a stage.
Yep, we have a huge stage.
We have a huge stage, yep.
So we'll be talking a lot more about it in the future. And hey, you folks, we're going to breaks. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.